Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Mishnah Vav says, Kesad bodkin es ha'edim. How did they interrogate the witnesses? Hayu machnisen osan umayayimin aleihen. They would bring them in, and they would warn them about the severity of serving as witnesses. And the Barnaro tells us that they would let them know that if they lied, they would be considered Rishayim, wicked people, bringing proof from the story in Malachim, where they conspired against an individual in order to have him executed so the king could take over his vineyard. And there it calls them B'nai Belial, they're lowly, base people. So we see that people who lie on the stand are considered evil. So that's something they impress upon them, the severity of this matter. Umotzien, and then they send everybody else out. Umotzien lechutz, they send them out. Umeshayrin es hagadol shebehen, and they keep the greatest of the witnesses in. Va'omrin lo, and they say to him, Emor hechata yodea shezeh chayv lezeh. How do you know that this person owes that person money? So here we're dealing in a financial matter. Im amar hu amar li sha'ani chayev lo, if he says, he told me, I owe him money. Or if he says, ish ploni amar li shehu chayev lo, or so-and-so, a third party told me he owes him money, lo amar klum, then he didn't say anything at all. These statements carry no legal weight. Ad shiyomer b'faneinu hodalo shehu chayev lo masayim zuz. So he hasn't said anything until he says, in our presence, this person admitted to that person that he owes him such and such amount of money, in this case, 200 zuz. Ve'achar kach, and after they interrogate the first witness, machnisen es hashenu bodkenoso. Then they bring in the second guy, and they investigate what he has to say. Im nimso divrehem mechuvanim, if they find that their stories match, nosim ve'nosnim bedavar, then they've got what to talk about. Shnayim omrim zakai, ve'echad omar chayev, zakai. If two say that he's innocent, and one says he's guilty, then he's innocent. He's declared not liable for payment. Shnayim omrim chayev, ve'echad omar zakai. If two say he owes, and one say he doesn't, chayev, then he owes. Echad omar zakai, ve'echad omar chayev. If one says he doesn't owe, and one says he does, v'afilu shnayim mezakin, o shnayim mechayevin, or even if two say that he doesn't owe, or two say that he does owe, ve'echad omar eini yodea, but the third judge says, I don't know. So whether it's a split decision or not, if one judge says, I don't know, yosifu hadayanim, then they have to add additional judges in pairs of two to investigate the matter further, because they cannot make a decision with an abstention. Let's take a look in the Bartonuro. Hu amar li, he told me. Halo ve'amar li, so the one who we believe owes the money, he told me he owes the money. If he says that lo amar klum, doesn't mean anything. Now, why is his own admission not considered worthy in court? The other inish to amar ploni nosebi kedei shelo yachazikuhu ashir. Sometimes people say I owe so and so money, so others don't think I'm wealthy. So you want to borrow money from me? I don't want you to borrow money from me. I say, oh, I'm in debt to Joe. So therefore, his own words don't carry any weight. When is their testimony good? When they testify that he admitted in their presence to the person who he owes the money to. Hodolo, he admitted to him. Shehayu shnehem befaneinu, ulhodos lo niskaven. When they were both in our presence, and his intention was to admit the debt, lehiyos lo edim bedavar, in order that we should be his witnesses in this matter. So once the judges confer, afilu shnayim mezakin o mechayevin, ve'echad omer eni yodea yosifu dayanim, if two say he's innocent or guilty, and the third says, I don't know, we have to add judges. Even though, had he differed with them, he would have been outvoted, bimiyuto, because he's in the minority. When he says, I don't know, it's like he didn't sit in judgment. It's like he wasn't there at all. There's no concept of abstention. So if he's not voting, you only have two people voting. Nimsa hadin b'shnayim, we see that there's only two people judging. V'anan shlosha b'inan, and halacha requires that there be three people judging. So all three judges have to vote in order for it to be considered a beis din. So if he's going to abstain, we add two more judges, then you've got five people on the panel. Let us continue now at Mishnah Zayin. Gamru es hadavar. So the judges have finished discussing the matter. Hayu machnisin osan. Then they bring the witnesses and the litigants, and they bring everyone back into the court, the plaintiff. Hagadol shebadayim omer. The greatest of the judges speaks. And he says, Ish ploni ata zakai. So-and-so, you are off the hook. Ish ploni ata chayev, or so-and-so, you have to pay. Uminayin l'kishiyetze echad min hadayanim lo yamar ani mezake v'chaveru machayevin aval ma'ese shechaveru rabu alai. And how do we know that one of the judges is not allowed to tell the person that I wanted to find you innocent, but my colleagues found you guilty, and what can I do? They outnumbered me. Alzen nemar, we see from a pasuk, lo selech rachil be'amecha, do not go about a talebearer among your people. It's a pasuk in the 19th chapter of Vayikra. Va'omer, and another pasuk, holech rachil megala sod. Pasuk in Mishlei tells us what's talebearing, revealing secrets. So you're not allowed to discuss what goes on behind closed doors. If you reveal the secrets, then you are violating talebearing. Bart Nuro, hayu machnisin osan, they bring them in, labali dinin. This is referring to the litigants. Shalacha sheshamu tanosehen, after they hear their arguments, hayu motzin osan, they would send them out, l'chutz, kidei sheyisu v'yitnu b'davar, so that they could debate the matter, v'lo yishmu habali dinim mimachayev u'mimazake. And this way the litigants shouldn't hear which judge was in favor of acquittal and which judge was in favor of finding guilty. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow when we will learn Mishnah Ches, and then we will begin the fourth parak.